the government filed a motion recently asking Judge Brinkema, who sits in the Eastern District of Virginia, to deny the defense motion to dismiss the criminal contempt case against Dr. O'Larian. So there's been a motion pending by the defense to dismiss this case against Dr. O'Larian for about 18 months. The government has recently filed a motion asking the judge to deny that motion, and also, for the fourth time, is asking the judge to reverse her decision allowing Dr. O'Larian to present a defense. It's a very interesting, again, you know, these cases we find are so very political. Judge Brinkema has previously stated on the record that the integrity of the Justice Department is at issue in Dr. O'Larian's case. And what's particularly relevant about that is that the Assistant U.S. Attorney, Gordon Cromberg, has been profiled in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal law blog, noting his tendency to disparage Arabs and Arab culture and Islam in court submissions and in open court. And the Eastern District of Virginia is a highly politicized office, many in the defense bar believe. So there is a very important hearing on the 29th of October where the judge will hear arguments. She may rule then, she may not rule then.
What's at stake? What are the options for her to, you know, what could she do?
If she can grant the defense motion to dismiss the case, and then this nightmare of Dr. O'Larian's now almost 8 years in custody will be over. She could deny the defense motion and set a trial date on the criminal contempt charge. So there's a lot at stake here. And the other issue is whether she's going to reverse her previous decision of allowing Dr. O'Larian to actually put on a defense, which the government there does not want Dr. O'Larian to put on a defense.